103.2 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersain. The Treasurer has announced a second consecutive budget surplus. Labor will hand down a $15.8 billion surplus in a significantly better result the federal government attributes to lower spending in a weaker economy. The federal government says the result was driven by a reduction in spending, not an increase in revenue. Jim Chalmers says Australia should be proud of the economic progress made despite very difficult conditions around the world.
Over the last couple of years, inflation has halved in quarterly terms, better than that in monthly terms. We've created a million jobs together despite the weakness in our economy overall. We've got real wages growing again. We've got a tax cut for every taxpayer. And we've got these two substantial labour surpluses, which mean less debt and less interest on the debt as well. A budget in much better nick.
Non-citizens who took part in major demonstrations over the weekend are being warned they may have their visas cancelled. Zach De Silva reports from Canberra.
Pro-Palestinian protests have been held in Sydney and Melbourne, with the war in the Middle East threatening to escalate further. The demonstrations were gate-crashed by a handful of people who waved the flag of terror group Hezbollah. Assistant Immigration Minister Matt Thistlethwaite has told Sky News non-citizens who took part may face serious consequences.
If you do the wrong thing, then your visa will be cancelled.
But opposition leader Peter Dutton says the response to the protests has been too slow.
I find it completely unacceptable that the government wouldn't be arresting people already.
Police say displaying the Hezbollah flag isn't illegal on its own and warn they can only arrest people who planned to incite hate.
A man who kidnapped a four-year-old from her family's tent in remote WA has failed to have his sentence reduced. Terence Darrell Kelly attempted to appeal against his 13.5 years jail term for snatching Cleo Smith from the Blowholes campsite in October 2021. Cleo was missing for 18 days before finally being found by police alone in a room at a property in Carnarvon. Her kidnapping sparked one of the biggest police searches in WA history and made headlines worldwide. Qantas engineers are vowing to continue fighting for better pay after putting down tools at airports across the country. Katie Fuller reports.
More than 1,000 workers have walked off the job between 7 and 9am at Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Canberra, Perth and Adelaide airports. The Qantas Engineers Alliance is pushing for a 35% pay rise over 4 years, which includes a 5% increase per year and a 15% lump sum payment this year to make up for a wage freeze. Australian Workers Union National Secretary Paul Farrow says strike action will continue unless a deal is reached.
Our members are prepared to stand and fight for as long as it takes.
Qantas maintains there were no cancellations or delays to flights due to its contingency plan. Katie Fuller, Nine News.
It's hoped the school holiday period will help passengers ease into the transition from trains to buses on the T3 line. Free buses will carry passengers between Sydenham and Bankstown for the next 12 months while the line is converted to a metro service. Transport Minister Jo Haland says the holiday period should make the adjustment a little easier.
This is the first day of the school holidays, of course, so traffic is down slightly, which does mean we can ease into our Southwest Link bus. So far, it's going well this morning, but we acknowledge this is going to be a difficult time for passengers.
Firefighters are preparing for another challenging bushfire season. Manison Scott has more.
The bushfire season officially starts tomorrow, but the Rural Fire Service has already been busy, with 1,600 bush and grass fires across the state since July. Less than 45% of the hazard reduction target was reached between last July and June this year. So the high fuel loads, as well as warmer temperatures, could make for a problematic summer. 100 extra crew members have now been put on by the state government as they continue to reduce those fuel loads. Residents are being urged to start preparing now. Tips on how to get your home bushfire ready can be found on the RFS website.
Hope weather.
A high chance of showers becoming less likely this afternoon. Wind south to southeasterly at 25 to 35 kilometres an hour, becoming light later this evening. Right now it's 20 degrees in the city and in the west. Tomorrow partly cloudy, heading to tops of 22 degrees. Wednesday a shower or two, a high of 20. Thursday partly cloudy and 21. And that's the latest Hope News. I'm Sarah Wiedersehen.
Hope 1032.
Christians in Australia are privileged. We're free to follow our faith. But that's not the case for many around the world. 90,000 Christians are martyred each year because of their faith. Who supports them? Voice of the Martyrs. They bring relief to the persecuted, help the families of martyrs, and supply Bibles and other Christian literature, all to where they are needed most. Station sponsor, Voice of the Martyrs, serving the persecuted church. Pray for them. Visit vom.com.au.
The death of a loved one is difficult enough. Without the legal process of applying for probate or letters of administration and distributing the estate, let Komen and Associates help. They'll look after you with compassion and understanding. And if you mention you heard this, your first consultation is free. At this difficult time, let station sponsor Komen and Associates look after you, so you can worry about the things that really matter. Just visit komenassociates.com.au.
Beverly Hills, we have an on-fire car eastbound on the M5 off-ramp to King George's Road, closing one lane and causing slight delays. Cecil Hills, we have a broken-down truck eastbound on Elizabeth Drive, just past the M7 southbound off-ramp, causing heavy congestion. The Australian Women's Health Diary is packed with expert health advice for every woman. Buy your copy today to support breast cancer research. Visit womenshealthdiary.com.au. Station sponsor. I'm Erin. That's the latest Sydney traffic on Hope 1032.
Life and Hope 1032.
Hey, you're listening to Hope 1032, Sharma with you for your afternoon. And a new AI model is doing what I think, you know, people have feared the most when it comes to artificial intelligence, and that it's showing emotions. It is sympathizing with humans. Scary, scary, scary. We'll talk more about it after Amy Shark. It's Only Want to Be with You here on Hope 1032.
Person, can't say it out loud. And I went out with everyone under the sun. And it's a real fine line that I'm walking, baby, dancing on the edge. Don't try to save me, let me fall deep into this mess. Drive home. My hand fell into yours and favorite person, can't say it out loud. I only wanna be with you. And I went out with everyone under the sun. Don't try to
Hope 103.2.
Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me.
When I was your foe, still your love fought for me. You've been so, so good to me. No wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me.
There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me.
There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't.
It's Reckless Love on Hope 103.2, and there is a new artificial intelligence model on the market. It's called Strawberry, and how cute is that name? The only not so cute part of it is the fact that it can adapt itself to make you feel better, which I know in theory sounds amazing, but practically speaking, that is terrifying. Like, that is literally so scary. The owners are saying it's a spiritual experience. And the reason that I'm scared is because, you know, I've watched movies. I've watched iRobot, and I know that none of this ends well for humans. People are saying that it's similar to the movie Her. That's the Scarlett Johansson movie. And that, I don't think, had a good ending either. I don't feel like humans should be interacting with artificial intelligence to the extent that it's, you know, kind of accelerating it. Like, we shouldn't be having emotional conversations, and it should not be able to adapt to suit what we're talking about. I don't know, maybe I'm just a scaredy cat, but yeah, it's scary times.
Sharing with us what he knows, shining eyes are big and blue, and all around him water flows. This world to him is new. This world to him is new. To touch a face, to kiss a smile, and new eyes see no race. Essence of a child, the essence. He's born to shimmer, he's born to shine, he's born to radiate, he's born to live, he's born to love, but we'll teach him how to hate. True love, it is a rock, smoothed over by a stream, and no ticking of a clock truly measures what that means, truly measures what that means. And this thing we call our time, heard a brilliant woman say, she said, you know, it's crazy how I want to try and capture mine. I think I love this woman's way. I think I love this woman. To shine, I want to radiate, I want to live, I want to love, I want to try and learn not to hate.
Hype
103.2.
These days my heart's always on the run. These days the world's spinning out of control. us home.
These days on Hope 103.2, and be careful, guys, because summer is approaching and it's swooping season. A man in Adelaide has had to be treated for deep cuts after an aggressive magpie swooped him. And there's a video of it, and it's honestly just terrifying stuff. People are going to the extent of wearing, you know, boxes and umbrellas to protect themselves, and other people are doing whatever they can, you know, with what they have in their hands to defend themselves. But this is just a show of how aggressive these magpies can be. So please, if you're going out for your walk or you're just out and about, be super vigilant, be super careful.
Sydney's Hope. Every relationship deserves the best support. Station sponsor Catholic Care Sydney offers pre-marriage education and relationship enrichment for couples paving the way for a happy future. Marriage and relationship education services help you build a strong foundation for a lifetime of love. Whether you're newly engaged or married for years, Catholic Care expert interdenominational facilitators will offer you guidance tailored to your relationship. For more information, search for marriage at catholiccare.org.
If you want to make a difference in the lives of people living with a disability, talk to Nova Employment. Station sponsor Nova Employment provide a government-funded disability employment service and are recruiting staff right now. We have a range of positions currently available within our high-performing team across Sydney. We offer attractive remuneration packages and a positive, rewarding work environment, making a real difference every day. Visit novaemployment.com.au to apply.
Hope 103.2. weather's warming up, and so is Hope 103.2.
Always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinema. Yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive, love is found.
Forgiving people dying, children hurting and crying. When you practice what you preach, and what you turn the
Hope 103.2.
You just keep expanding.
Citizens, it's everything and more on Hope 103.2, and the internet loves to fall in love with the most random things, and the flavour of the month this month that just so happens to be a hippo. His name is Moo Ding, and the internet is so obsessed to the extent that there is now a 24-hour live stream where you can see what Moo Ding is up to. I have watched a little bit of it, and I can understand Moo Ding is kind of adorable. I don't know if I would sit and watch 20 hours of Moo Ding, but, like, I get it.
I'm Colette, and this week on Raising Teens, we chat to Dr. Bea Seekers about self-compassion and how your teen can learn to treat themselves with kindness like they would treat a friend.
So when you put those three things together, you can see how stress can escalate. We can see how the stress can then turn into things like anxiety and depression. Mm-hmm. They're the things that self-compassion tends to tap into.
Empathy and kindness is all part of being human. And Vaya shares so much wisdom on this episode. Pick up practical tips this week on Raising Teens with Colette Smart on Apple Pods, Spotify, or the Hope 103.2 app.
Hope 103.2's Care Line is a listening ear when you need it most. When life is overwhelming, when times are tough, when you just need someone to talk to who will listen, care and pray with you. You're not alone. The Hope 103.2 Care Line is there for you. Call 722 75533 to confidentially speak with one of our trained Hope 103.2 Care Line volunteers. 722 75533 or at hope1032.com.au.
Sleep. What is sleep? Chemist Works in Stockland, Wetherill Park never sleeps because they're open 24/7 every day. Whether you're an early riser or up late at night, Chemist Works will always be wide awake for you. On top of being open 24/7 every day of the year, including public holidays, they also have a medical centre open till late. Drop into station sponsor Chemist Works in Stockland, Wetherill Park or call 1300 24/7 Chemist. That's 1300 24/7 243.
What does God sound like? How do I know it's God? I'm Tanya Harris, and these are the questions I was asking at 21. I'd read about God speaking in Scripture, but I'd never heard God for myself. So I prayed, "Speak, Lord, make it clear, and I'll do whatever you say." My book, God Conversations, tells what happened next. It's for everyone who wants to hear God's voice. Available now at station sponsor godconversations.com/hope.
You can't expect your kids to be the best at everything, but it can be hard not to. Hi, I'm Brett Ryan for Focus on the Family, Australia. Each child is unique. They have strengths and weaknesses, just like us. Yet too often we expect our kids to do more than they're capable of doing. For instance, parents who are extroverts may expect their kids to be outgoing as well, but that may not be their personality. Some kids are simply wired to be shy and introverted. These parents mean well, but the kids are getting a different message. They tend to think that there's something wrong with them and start to feel like a failure. Accept your kids as they are with their God-given personalities and fight the urge to make them into something that they're not. Teach them to discover their own strengths and their own interests. They will likely excel in ways you never imagined. For more on raising your family, go to families.org.au and check us out on Facebook.
To hear this again, head to hope1032.com.au and check out the segments page.
Didn't they always say we were the lucky ones? I guess that we were once. We were once, but luck will leave you, 'cause it is a faithless friend. And in the end, when life has got you down, you've got someone here that you can wrap your arms around. So hold on to me tight, hold on to me tonight. We are stronger here together, than we could ever be alone. So hold on to me, don't you ever let me go. There's a thousand ways for things to fall apart, but it's no one's fault. No, it's not our fault, no. Maybe all the plans we made might not work out, but I have no doubt, even though it's hard to see, that I've got faith in us and I believe in you and me. So hold on tight. Hold on, I promise it'll be alright. Cause it's you and me together, and baby, all we've got is time. So hold on to me, hold on to me tonight. There's so many dreams that we have given up. Take a look at all we've got. And with this kind of love, what we've got here is enough. So hold on to me tight. Don't you ever let me go. Hold on to me, it's gonna be alright. Hold on to me tonight. They always say we were the lucky ones.
Hope 1032.
Jumping in with my heart. imagine.
Hope 103.2.
The Sun, that one is called Changes on Hope 103.2, and a contestant on MasterChef Spain has done the unthinkable. She has created a dish that no one has ever seen before. Now, this was a task called From Farm to Table, and she took it a little bit too literally, I would say, serving up a bird with full-on guts and feathers and its face. So it wasn't, you know, skinned or anything like that. It wasn't gutted or boned. It was just straight up, just straight poultry, just this bird served up with a couple of tomatoes and a weird sauce. And the judges were not necessarily happy with it. And they said bye to her. And she was like, okay, see ya. See you later.
Hope 103.2, rain, hail or shine. Let's keep pressing on in hope.
Live your best days ever. Endeavour Foundation in Sydney helps people with disability to live in homes they love with supports they need to build life skills and assist their employment journeys. Endeavour Foundation can help you do all the things you love so you can live your best days ever.
They support me to live my life my way so I can live my best days ever.
Find out how you can live your best days ever with station sponsor Endeavour Foundation at endeavour.com.au.
Are you caring for someone living with dementia?
Hop in the shower.
I've already had one.
No, you haven't.
If you're caring for someone living with dementia, it can be hard seeing changes in their day-to-day behaviour. At Dementia Support Australia, our consultants are here to help anytime, day or night, anywhere in Australia. Call our free service on 1800 699 799 or visit dementia.com.au. Dementia can affect us all.
Sydney's Hope.
1032.
Excuse me for a while I'm wide-eyed and I'm so down caught in the middle. I've excused you for a while I'm wide-eyed and I'm so down caught in the middle. And a lie, was what you not listen. If a child a blind eye with a stare caught right in the middle.
one radio station everyone can agree on. Sydney's Hope 103.2.
Thank you.
1032 News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Wiedersane. For the first time in almost two decades, the Australian economy has posted back-to-back surpluses. The final budget outcome shows a $15.8 billion surplus for this financial year. The result is a $6 billion improvement on what had been forecast in May. Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the government is managing a challenging financial environment.
Spending in the last financial year was much lower than anticipated at budget, and revenue was lower as well. This bigger surplus is not because we taxed more, it's because we spent less, and that's an important thing to recognise.
The Prime Minister is warning against importing radical ideologies from overseas after major protests over the weekend. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations were gatecrashed by a handful of people waving Hezbollah flags and holding framed pictures of the group's former leader. The government is threatening to cancel the visas of any non-citizens who took part. Anthony Albanese has told a cabinet meeting the protests were concerning.
We've seen worrying signs over the weekend. We do not want people to bring radical ideologies and conflict here. Our multiculturalism and social cohesion cannot be taken for granted.
Israel has expanded its military operation in Lebanon, saying it struck dozens of Hezbollah sites. The BBC's Frank Gardner has this assessment of Israel's actions.
They are taking apart Hezbollah's command structure because they say that they are fed up with Hezbollah lobbing missiles across the northern border and making it impossible for nearly 70,000 residents to return to their homes and businesses. And Hezbollah, up until now, everyone has said that they are the most powerful non-state military force in the world with this huge arsenal of weapons, and yet they are being dismantled. Their leadership, their weapon supplies, their entire structure seems to be penetrated by Israeli intelligence. Their informants seem to be telling them exactly where these leaders are, and they're getting eliminated.
The shutdown of a major Sydney rail line has passed its first test, with the morning peak running relatively smoothly. More than 10,000 passengers have taken